Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Produced and hand-selected by Brad Savage in the studios of WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio, USA. Presented in this special global edition on the greatest independent radio stations across planet Earth on shortwave via the super-powered Radio Miami International, WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. On Channel 292 shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany, heard across Europe and Northern Africa. And on the 500-kilowatt WBCQ The Planet in Monticello, Maine, on the Canadian border. On FM and AM via broadcast signals all across North America and planet Earth. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage.
Prepare for a journey across the radio airwaves and a journey through time, musically speaking. One song per decade for over 100 years. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, a global radio broadcast journey of appreciation of popular music history. I'm Brad Savage, and we play one song per decade. And we're going to start in 1913 today with a selection by two artists that we've played before, Albert Campbell and Irving Gillette. Wait a minute, Irving Gillette? Who's that? Well, it turns out it's actually Henry Burr, one of the most popular singers of the teens and 20s. They called him the original king of pop. For some reason, a handful of his recordings were under the alias Irving Gillette. I think he was working for too many recording companies because they didn't have single contracts with one record label back then. The recorded music industry was so new, some artists might do one song for Edison and then three songs for Columbia. And I think that's what happened with this one. Anyway, this is a delightful number called Always Take a Girl Named Daisy. It's from 1913. This is Albert Campbell and Henry Burr under the alias Irving Gillette on Cruisin' the Decades.
Fainting when he missed his little doll of Ingersoll. take a walk with Sue. Never take a walk with Maud or Carrie. That's the kind of girl you'll have to marry. If you take a girl out walking,
yeah,
down a little shady dell, always take a girl named Daisy.
Why?
'Cause Daisy is won't tell. Down a little shady dell.
Why?
Always take a girl named Daisy.
Why?
'Cause Daisy's won't tell.
You can hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Everybody tells me I'm awfully sweet. Really, I don't think that I can be beat. It may sound just like conceit, but I don't think that anybody can tie me. Why, from the moment of my birth, I could have anything on earth. Say, if I sold for what I'm worth, really, Morgan couldn't buy me. I've got a couple of eyes just as blue as the skies, and I know it. I know it. My ruby lips are so red, they knock all the roses dead, and I know it, and I know it. I've got a smile that's as bright as all the lights up on Broadway at night. And when I'm kissing you, gee, it's like TNT, and I know it, positively know it. I've got the cutest ways, put you all in a daze, and I know it, I know it. I've got the loveliest form, just like September morn, and I know it, and I show it. Rockefeller met me, and he thought I was a man. He took me out to dine once. Do you remember the consequence? Do you remember when gasoline went up to 40 cents? I know it. So do you. I've got a voice that's as sweet as the robin's tweet tweet, and I know it. So does Gallagher. 1 minute with me alone, and I'll break up any man's home, and I know it. Can't beat that, but I know it. They say that Gibson draws girls fair as June. Next to me, they look like a cartoon. Say, I'm so full of charm, I'm like a shot in the arm, and I know it, positively know it. When I was 15 years old, I was knocking them cold, and I know it, I know it. Can I dance? Well, I hope. I float just like ivory soap, and I know it, and I'm clean, and I sew it. I met the Prince of Wales when he was here. He lost his heart to me. He said, Sophie, be my sweetheart, and you can have anything. I said, you come back and talk to me when you're the king. Do you think he won't? You know it, and so do I.
Oh, she knows it all right. That is Sophie Tucker on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. Sophie Tucker was one of the biggest entertainers of the early 20th century, getting her start in 1907 as a recording artist and singer, well known for comical and risque songs early on. And she was able to parlay that success into being a comedian and an actress and later a radio personality. Well, that song is called She Knows It, and it's from 1922. Cruising the Decades with 100 years of music. I'm Brad Savage, your host. We curate and collate and create this program in Akron, Ohio, USA. Yes, the home of basketball star LeBron James and the home of the band Devo and the Black Keys. And the Pro Football Hall of Fame in nearby Canton, Ohio. Well, we come from the Summit FM Public Radio in Akron. So this is episode number 66 of this show. We're at 33 stations that broadcast the program, including our newest station, WHPW in Harpswell, Maine. Harpswell Radio, a community station. Next week on this program, a big announcement about our next new station that is not in North America, not in Canada, not in the USA, in a brand new continent. We really are going global. I can't wait to announce our newest station next week on Cruising the Decades. It's a fun concept. It's kind of a silly concept, but it's a great way to organize and chronologically listen to different types of music and the progression of recording technology and the sound of popular music. So we're going to go into the 1930s. This next song here is from Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. It's 1934. Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra with Down South Camp Meeting from 1934 on Cruisin' the Decades.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world. From super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world, this is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 Years of Music.
right for you. That's all right, no mama. Any way you do, but that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, mama. Any way you do. Well, my mama, she done told me. Papa told me too. The life you live in, son, now women be the death for you. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, mama. Any way you do. Yeah, man. I love that woman, but I got to let her go. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, mama. Any way you do. Babe, now if you don't want me, why not tell me so? You won't be bothered with me around your house no more. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, mama. Any way you do.
Sound of the Delta Blues in the 1940s. That is Arthur Big Boy Crudup, 1947. That's all right. Otherwise known as That's All Right, Mama. Now, that is a really important song in music history in general. In rock and roll history, many historians point to that one as the focal point for the start of rock and roll, or what would become rock and roll. Though there's always debate about that. And that's one of the topics I love discussing on this show. What is the first rock and roll record anyway? Well, we try and run through several of them and you can decide. It is a fact, though, that Elvis Presley once said, quote, "If I had any ambition, it was to be as good as Arthur Crudup," a major influence. And Elvis's first record with Elvis, Scotty, and Bill was their version of That's All Right, Mama, just 8 or 9 years later. What an all-time classic. That Delta Blues is really worth a deep dive. And another genre that I really enjoy doing the deep dive on this show is the early 50s rhythm and blues, equally as important to rock and roll. And once rock and roll happened, you know, in this case, 4 or 5 years after this Zilla Mays tune that we're about to hear, these things are all coming together, leading to a cultural explosion in the late 50s. And it's kind of my opinion that the most fascinating, most interesting, and most world-changing dynamic records of all time. Basically, you could zero in on, say, 1945 to 1955 or 1958. Even bring it to 1960. To my ears, that is the greatest music of all time. Especially since starting doing this show just over a year ago, I find this music fascinating. Like, I need to sit down. I need to take a break here. Let's listen. 1952. This is Zilla Mays and the Blues Caravan. It is called Night Shift Blues. This is Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music.
Daddy works the night shift. He works hard all night long.
else's sleeping. My baby's going strong. I'd give him all the love that's in my heart and soul, but I could give him more if he would quit that darn control. Daddy works the night shift. He's gone 6 nights of the week. And when his long hours are over, he can't do anything but
through the history of recorded music from an extensive, obsessive record collection belonging to Radio's Brad Savage. This is Cruisin' the Decades, heard on the greatest independent radio stations across North America and the world. 100 years of music on Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition.
Like tape about my baby. You know, she come around. It's about 5'4" all from her head to the ground. Now she come around here just about midnight. Make me feel so good. Make me feel alright. And her name is G L O I G L O R I A.
Gloria.
G L O R I A.
Gloria.
I'm gonna shout all night.
Gloria.
Gonna shout at every place. Comes around here just about midnight. She made me feel so good. I want to tell you, she made me feel alright. Comes walking down my street. Why don't you come up to my house? Knock upon my door. And then she call out my name. It's our
Gloria. That is one of those famous songs that will define the 1960s era. Van Morrison wrote it. Van Morrison's early band, Them, did it originally. That was the Shadows of Night, Dunwich Records 1965 cover. The ultimate 60s garage cover version, Gloria by the Shadows of Night. And one of the reasons that that version took off in the U.S. is the controversial lyric in the Them version. They say, "She comes to my room." Very controversial in 1965. Shadows of Night sang, "She calls out my name." So there you go. That's part of what broke that through as one of those classic 60s garage records. We are remembering the recent passing of Shadows of Night frontman Jimmy Soans, who passed away in 2022. What an all-time classic. And again, one of those bands where if you dig deeper into their catalog, you're going to find some amazing music. You're listening to Cruise in the Decades. I'm Brad Savage in Akron, Ohio. This show comes from a radio station known as The Summit. All music, local, independent, public radio in Akron, Canton, and Youngstown, and Athens, Ohio. Go Bobcats, the home of Ohio University. So we're heard all over Ohio on our home base station. And then we're heard all over North America, and in fact, across shortwave radio all over the world. Hello to great stations like KMSU, The Maverick, at Minnesota State University, Mankato. Hello to listeners in St. Louis at Lindenwood University and their terrific station, 89.1 KCLC. Hello to listeners in Canada's Northwest Territories, way north at the top of the globe on CKLB Radio, the voice of Denendeh, based out of Yellowknife, Northwest Territories. And greetings to listeners in the capital city of Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin, and WWMVLP Community Radio. Many voices, one community. You can get in touch. You can send in a song request. You can email brad@thesummit.fm. Or get this, we have a new texting service. So now you can text us where you're listening and what song you want to hear or any comments about the show. You can use the Summit's new text service. Just text Decades and your message. So keyword Decades and text whatever to 330-761-9277. That's brand new this week, our texting service. So you have to text the word Decades and then 330-761-9277. We have a new radio texting service and we'll take requests that way. Another way to interact with our audience and bringing people together, bringing many listeners together across vast distances through the power and the magic of radio airwaves and the concept of music being this altogether wonderful entity that we can all enjoy together. Let's move on to the 1970s. The album rock FM radio sound of the 70s. The late Edward Mahoney, a.k.a. Eddie Money. One of the all-time guitar riffs to start a song. This is such a riff right here. This is from 1978. Eddie Money on Cruisin' the Decades.
Mama never understood what it's like for a losing man. I'll be running with you anyway. So we rode late. he got us, 'cause the sheriff always gets his man. Give me some water, 'cause I killed a man on the Mexican border. Cuckoo water, huh? Need a little water. Oh jeez, if I just get loose my hand, I'd run just as fast as my legs can. But Lord, I got no room to run. I shouldn't have done what I did with that big gun. In the ass with my last dying gasp, my brother could hear me say, give me some water, 'cause I shot a man on the Mexican border.
In the decades, in 1978, Eddie Money, the Money Man, Give Me Some Water, from the album Life for the Taking. And although that's a fairly well-known song from his catalog, that was never officially released as a single. Never a top 40 single. That was an AOR album rock album cut. Cruising the Decades, one song per decade for over 100 years of music. I'm Brad Savage, and we're into the 1980s. We're going to go down under to Australia for our next musical selection, but first, let's pause and remember the day known as Black Monday, a news report from a disastrous day on Wall Street and in markets around the world. This is October of 1987.
Good evening. Today is Black Monday, the day the Dow dropped more than 500 points, the day the Dow dropped more than 22%, almost double the rate of the Black Monday that signaled the beginning of the crash of 1929. But this crash of 1987 is not just an American experience. Around the world, stock markets fell faster than a skydiver without a parachute. The panic starting in Tokyo this morning while the West slept. One cause of the sell-off was reaction to last week's 236-point drop in the Dow. The result, the Nikkei average was down 260 yen. And from there to Wall Street, where the numbers speak for themselves. Unofficially, the Dow stands at 1738.41, a drop of more than 508 points. Proof, as Alec Roberts reports, that the panic hit a fevered pitch.
From the opening bell, the market was in free fall. After last Friday's record 108-point loss, analysts had expected a rally. Instead,
everybody, we're trying to find a bottom. We're trying to, you know, I'm, as a floor broker, I see stocks trading 10 points below where they traded Thursday, and I'm saying this has to be the bottom. And then they trade 5 points lower than that.
By noon, the market was down about 150 points, the tape delayed by more than an hour. But it only got worse as trading brokers struggled to cope with a blizzard of sell orders.
You're listening to Cruise in the Decades, October 19th, 1987, archival audio of Black Monday news reports. 1987 was a great year worldwide as far as music. the big breakthrough album for Australia's Midnight Oil. Happy birthday recently to frontman Peter Garrett, who just celebrated his 70th birthday. The album Diesel and Dust. Here's The Dead Heart on Cruisin' the Decades.
Yeah.
100 years of music, one song per decade. An audio journey through the history of popular recorded music. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
The first album from a 1991 funk metal supergroup called Infectious Grooves, led by vocalist Mike Muir of the metal band Suicidal Tendencies, along with bassist Robert Trujillo, who today is a member of Metallica. This song also features Ozzy Osbourne singing the chorus. It is Therapy, Infectious Grooves on Cruisin' the Decades.
I think I'm getting out of my rain.
Come as fast.
I think it's time to get straight.
Hold it on.
And you see you want to get it on me.
I need
my
therapy.
Now just relax, you'll put your mind at ease.
Therapy.
But first you've got to say,
pretty please.
Put a little gas in my brain.
All aboard.
We're right on the newest thing.
Choo-choo.
The count is a runaway train. You'll pay no gain. Insane.
It's
a
repeat.
And right before they dig into my mind.
The repeat.
The doctor screams,
let's go. It's party time.
Blasting your ears off with Therapy by Infectious Grooves featuring Ozzy Osbourne, 1991, Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. We'd like to send some reception confirmations to some of our global shortwave listeners. Hello to Rob in Heinoord, the Netherlands, listening on channel 292 shortwave at a frequency of 6070 kilohertz. On that same channel 292 frequency, we've got Marco checking in from Central Italy. We get reports from all over the world on Cruisin' the Decade shortwave. Also heard on WBCQ, the Planet shortwave from the Maine and Canadian border in Monticello, Maine. And also through Radio Miami International shortwave, transmitting from the swamps of South Florida at Lake Okeechobee. Also, we are so proud to be part of the Saturday night lineup on Indiana Public Radio. From Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana, they cover half the state with a four-station network. And as a pop culture nerd, it geeks me out to no end that they broadcast from a building called the David Letterman Communication and Media Building on the Ball State University campus. That's his alma mater, Ball State. So you're listening to Cruise in the Decades. We're off now into the early aughts, the early 2000s. This was a comeback record in 2006 for the Subdudes. This is from Behind the Levee from 2006 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Back in the day, in our sleepy little town, out of nowhere, a hippie band came around. They set up camp
down by the river,
close to So-So. Sit still.
Yeah.
Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Quite a culturally significant album and group from 2016, Our Native Daughters, Rhiannon Giddens, Amethyst Kia, and Allison Russell. That was called Black Myself. We've got one more, a 2023 selection from the young 20-something blues woman from Kilgore, Texas, Allie Venable, featuring blues legend Buddy Guy. This is Texas, Louisiana on Cruisin' the Decades.
Hey there, neighbor, get on in
world of music in 1 hour, a full century of listening enjoyment together. That was Allie Venable with Buddy Guy, a 2023 release. It's called Texas, Louisiana. Music discovery, past, present, and future on Cruisin' the Decades. Join us again next time.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the global edition produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA, and is broadcast on The Summit on Fridays at 2200 UTC or 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm or by mail at 91.3 FM WAPS Radio, Ellet High School, 309 Wolf Avenue, that's W-O-O-L-F Avenue, Akron, Ohio, 44312 USA. Listen to The Summit on thesummit.fm or via TuneIn Radio or download the Summit Radio app. Dare to be different. With The Summit, local, independent, all music public radio for Northeast Ohio and beyond. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.